The district has faced a number of sticky issues relating to technology in the past year, and just about all of them managed to come up at the meeting. Here's Schoenbar Middle School Principal Casey Robinson.
Not only we met with all the students, we met with every parent that has got a computer.
Robinson gave a quick update on Schoenbar's efforts to prevent another hacking incident like the one that happened last school year, where students in Schoenbar's one-to-one laptop program saw their computers taken away. That happened after a number of students accessed and gained control over others' computers remotely. Robinson says the school has held 6 separate meetings with students and parents about proper use of school computers. The hacking incident also sparked a wider investigation into just how district computers are used and if more stern action should be taken. Superintendent Bob Boyle presented his findings to the board, but questions the ethics behind those steps.
But the question is, should we do this? And so what we proposed to the board was that we would, first of all, find a way to get it done, and then bring it to the board with recommendations on policies that would enact that wish and have the board make a determination.
Boyle notes that the internet filtration software, which would restrict students from accessing certain sites with district computers, is a possible solution. But he also points out it would be a complicated process and that only 8 other school districts in the state use filtration software. Just about all the school board members expressed disdain for any sort of filtration on school computers. Board member Misty Archibald has strong words for filtration policies.
But I just want to get my say out there. I think that if the school is having to filter what my kids are doing at home, that I as a parent am not doing my job.
With most of the board members in agreement about not adopting the restrictive policies, it appears unlikely that they will. Board member Stephen Bradford and David Timmerman also drew attention to potential cyberbullying within the district. They say that in light of recent and public incidents on Facebook and other social media, both nationally and in Ketchikan, the board should be watchful. The board also voted unanimously to draft a resolution opposing State Senate Bill 90, which would require school district employees in Alaska to join a state-sponsored health insurance plan. New school board member Trevor Shaw pushed the board earlier this month to adopt the resolution, and he continues to oppose the bill.
That is an irresponsible mandate from the state, and it hurts the local autonomy of our school district, and I am a big believer in localized education.
Senate Bill 90 is currently under review by the Senate Finance Committee. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.